Gerald. I've been sitting against the parapet for nearly 9 hours now, and I may have miscalculated the usefulness of this vantage point. I have not uncovered the saboteurs. The day's bakes are long over, and my plan did not extend this far into the evening. Now, I realize this wasn't the most productive use of time. I should have been looking for evidence. If I'd spent my day trying to find a canister of gasoline stashed in someone's room, or a duplicate set of salt and sugar canisters, I would have something to go on. But now it's too late. The bakers are back inside now, many likely in their rooms, and the house will be busy for the rest of the evening as dinner is prepared and people come and go. I will have to wait until tonight to search the house. This thought makes me agitated. Absolutely nothing is going the way I'd anticipated. I reach into my pocket for another nutritional bar, which I will eat for dinner, and a tiny flashlight for later. It is comforting being so well prepared, especially when things are not going exactly to plan. I pull myself up, carefully avoiding the loose bricks, and inch my head up above the edge of the parapet. A figure comes down the main drive, dressed in pink. They come closer, and I see that it's Hannah, back from a run. Rain has already begun to fall, spattering in thick drops on the edge of the balcony. I sit back down, lowering myself against the wall to avoid getting wet. A man's voice drifts up from below.
I couldn't do it. There was never a good time.
There was plenty of time. I even had them distracted for you, a woman's voice replies impatiently.
Don't you think there's been enough drama this week?
Thanks to me. This season is already so much better.
What was going on with Betsy today? Sending Lottie home was a bit of a curveball. I perk up, surprised that it should be Lottie who is leaving next when she has such a good grasp of the basics. The probability was much higher for Stella or Pradumna to go home.
God, though nothing can really top Gerald's meltdown. That was good TV.
I tense up at the sound of my name. I pull myself up and lean forward just a bit, trying to get a look at who is speaking, but all I can see is a puff of white vapor.
Come on, it's starting to rain. Let's go back to the hotel. I've just got to check on something in the tent. I'll meet you at the car.
I'm going to miss my chance to catch them. If I run now, I can cut through the house and intercept them as they go down the drive. I try the door behind me, the one that the blueprint showed led to the parlor on the second floor, and am surprised to find it locked. I run to the edge of the balcony and look down. The climb down would be too dangerous in the dark. I begin to panic. The saboteurs are getting away from me. I can barely make out the sleek figure of a woman walking toward the parking area, her hair twisted up in a shiny knot on top of her head. She turns to say something to the man, and her profile catches in the light of the windows. It's Melanie. I lean out, pushing my face through a tangle of hanging vines. If I can just see the other one, then I can bring their names to Betsy Martin. I can explain what has been happening at Bake Week so that it can be fixed, and we can start the competition again, this time fairly. I push myself out farther still, resting my hip on the edge of the parapet and stretching as far as I can to see. Rain spatters on the back of my head as I crane my neck. There he is, the outline of the man walking next to Melanie. They are moving away from me, their dark silhouettes disappear around the corner. Only the smallest trace of a white plume of vapor hangs in the air behind him. I need to see the man's face. I must intercept them on their way to the parking lot. I will have to bring them to the others to explain what they've done. Betsy will make sure they are punished accordingly. The bricks below me shift as I try to pull myself back onto the balcony. I reach down to steady myself, but my hands find only vines that tear away as I try to hold on. The side of the parapet is crumbling below me. Bricks sliding off into the dark, and before I can stop myself, I am tumbling down with them, falling over the edge.